Hello, this is Vignesh here. Welcome to Plauto Financial Wellness Hub. Today we have Joshua with us, who's our FCA regulated financial advisor. Today we want to look into how to save money to achieve your financial freedom and what is stopping you to do and what is the best way to budget your finances. Hi, Joshua.
Hi, Vignesh.
Why is budget planning useful to plan your financial freedom?
Yes, I think, budget planning, coming up with a budget, understanding the numbers are important, because if you don't understand the numbers, then what's coming in is going out, right? Because you just have no way of knowing what you're spending your money on, right? You may think it's X, but really it's Y. So I think that a great starting point for anybody in this position is just to run through an expenditure list of mortgage, rent, whatever it may be, shopping, gas bills, electricity bills, water, telephone, Sky, Netflix, all of these things, they add up. And if you don't have a handle on them and you don't understand that there's probably 20 or 30 different things that you're spending money on each month, it's very difficult to close the door on your expenditure. So I think that that allows you to then formulate a plan for saving in the future, because you understand what you're spending each month.
And from your experience, like, what do you think? Like, you would have met a lot of clients. Everyone have a planner? Like, do they plan their budget properly, or do they know they don't have a plan? They just have all their income, expense, randomly investing somewhere without any plan.
I mean, generally people would come to me with, two different ideas, right, in mind. And the first one is for people who are just starting out in the financial planning journey, and they want to understand how to get from where they are today to where they want to be in 10 years, in 20 years, when they retire, however long that is, right? And then the other side of that is people who have been saving, investing, budgeting all their life, but they just want, a little sense check, a bit of a refinement to their plan, so that they're putting themselves in the best position to move forward, right? Understanding that they may not have all the answers, but someone else may be able to add a little bit of value to their already prudent financial plan.
Okay. And I don't know whether this question will be right, but why do most people, they fail in their budgeting? What's making them fail? Why they are overspending?
I think it's, things in the last few years have got more expensive, okay, right? So where before you may have thought you were paying £6 a month for your Spotify account, right? Now it's £9 a month. Those little things, although on paper at the very granular level, they're very, very marginal, right? Okay. If you extrapolate that out 20 or 30 times because of all of the different things you've been spending your money on, it becomes a significant difference to what you were spending 2, 3, 5 years ago. And your mindset may not have caught up with the fact that you're now spending more on each of these things. And that's where people fall down, because their income hasn't increased with the same level their expenditure has. So now they're in a place where that gap that they had between income and expenditure has almost caught up, and they're struggling to save and invest beyond what they're spending on day-to-day things.
So do you recommend any budgeting tool, or, obviously there are people use sometimes Excel, even myself, I use Excel. That's why we are also developing an app at the moment. To help out people. Or do you have any framework at all for people to plan their budgeting, and because they want to always come out of this normal lifestyle, but they are looking for a good lifestyle at the end of their life, or they're planning to early retire, because the whole idea is to how we can help them to achieve their financial freedom, right? So do you have any budgeting framework for them to follow, right? Okay, if I want to start from today, what should I need to fix now?
Yeah, so I think, just start by writing everything down, right? Write everything that goes out of your account. The apps that you bank with are very good at this now, where they put different categories in place. They tell you what you spend every month. You can see a calendar of expenses to come in the future month, right? So I think work with all the tools available to yourself right now to know what's going out each month, and then categorize it into essential expenditure. Discretionary expenditure, things that nobody ever needs, but you're spending on them month to month, right? Things that you've got two of, right? Maybe you uncover things that you know, you're spending twice where you only need once, right? So just know the numbers, know what you're spending, and roll it back to see whether you really need to buy those things.
Okay. Hi, I'm Vignesh, founder of CloudTop. If managing money feels confusing or just not made for you, you're not alone and you are in the right place. CloudTop is here to help you understand your money and build real financial freedom one step at a time. In this channel, we share easy to follow videos on things like budgeting, saving, investing, pension, and even how to plan your inheritance tax. Our goal is simple, to help you feel more confident and in control of your money. If that sounds useful, hit the subscribe and join our growing community of people on the journey to financial freedom. Thanks for watching, and I'll see you in the next video.